Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I'm going to talk to you today about freedom isn't free. You know, we recently celebrated July 4th and our country's independence, and we're so blessed to live in the most wonderful country in the world. And even though we have lots of challenges, and unfortunately a lot of people have turned their backs from God, and I pray that we will turn from our wicked ways. And God has told us in 2 Chronicles that if we humble ourselves and repent of our sins, that He will heal our land. And so I'm praying that prayer for our country. But I'm so thankful that we have the freedom to worship God, and yet our freedom in Christ is not free either. The freedom here in the United States is not free, because thousands upon thousands of men and women have lost their life in wars over the years. But I'm thankful that we also can have freedom spiritually, that God's size shape hole in our hearts that only Jesus can fill, because God loved us so much that He gave His one and only Son, Jesus Christ. And if we believe in Him, we can have eternal life. And that could be new to somebody today listening. You're just like, you know, I don't know that. And like when I grew up, when most people, not everybody, but most people went to church. Nowadays, even here in the Bible Belt, it's like 1 out of 3. And regular church attendance is considered attending twice a month. And so I just want to remind you that, you know, the way to heaven is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you want a peace that passes all understanding, talk to Jesus. He loves you. He cares for you. And that's why He came and lived for 33 years before He surrendered His one and only life. Well, I love this quote by A.W. Tozier. He's written a lot of really good books. He says, "True and absolute freedom is only found in the presence of God." Say that one more time. A.W. Tozier. "True and absolute freedom is only found in the presence of God." And you know, I love in the book of Isaiah, you know, it predicted several hundred years before Jesus arrived on the scene about what Jesus would be, the Messiah. And Isaiah chapter 53, verses 2 through 9. I want to read those, and then I'm going to share 8 things that help us know why we can have freedom in Jesus. But if you've got your Bible, I encourage you to turn to Isaiah chapter 53, verses 2 through 9. It says, "My servant grew up in the Lord's presence like a tender green shoot, like a root in dry ground. There is nothing beautiful or majestic about His appearance, nothing to attract us to Him. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with the deepest grief. We turned our backs on Him and looked the other way. He was despised, and we did not care. Yet it was our weaknesses that He carried. It was our sorrows that weighed Him down. And we thought His troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for His own sins. But He was pierced for our rebellion. He was crushed for our sins. He was beaten so that we could be whole. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's paths to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on Him the sins of us all. He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet He never said a word. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep is silent before the shears, He did not open His mouth. Unjustly condemned, He was led away. No one cared that He died without descendants, that His life was cut short in midstream. But He was struck down for the rebellion of my people. He had done no wrong and never deceived anyone, but He was buried like a criminal." Just amazing that, oh, how much God loves us. All that Jesus went through there that was foretold, you know, in the book of Isaiah by the prophet of Isaiah, many, many years before Jesus arrived on the scene. And today I just want to encourage you as a few things that can help you know why we can have freedom in Jesus. And this is not an exhaustive list, but something that just kind of spoke to me when I was reading that passage in Isaiah 53 recently. And the first one was simply that, you know, was Jesus wasn't glamorous or a movie star. You know, we really put a high pedestal on our movie stars, and they're all just extremely handsome or really just physically beautiful, the men and the women. And yet I love that it says very simply there in verse 2 in Isaiah 53 that there was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. And maybe that's how you feel today. Like, you know, man, I don't really fit in, and I'm not really blessed with Hollywood looks. And yet you're in good company today, because neither was Jesus. The second thing we can do that helps us know why we can have freedom in Jesus: like us, Jesus was often not liked, and he knew what rejection was. Oh, can I get a witness on that one? Base that off of verse 3 in Isaiah chapter 53. It says, he was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with the deepest of griefs. Oh, my goodness. You know, it just as I sit there and I think about that, I'm like, wow, God, you know what it's like to be rejected, to not be liked. A third way we can know why we can have freedom in Jesus is our Savior knew sorrow, and he was deeply grieved. He was deeply grieved. I mean, you know, Jesus acquainted with deepest grief. We've talked about that a little bit earlier. He knows about sorrows that weighed him down, and we thought his troubles were punishment from God. But they aren't, and they weren't. And yet, we can know that Jesus understands, because he knew rejection. He was often not liked. He knew sorrow, and he was deeply grieved there. Verse 3, I mean, what a powerful verse. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with the deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised, and we didn't even care. So know, friends, today, maybe that's where you're at in this season of life, that Jesus understands. He truly understands. A fourth way we can know that we can have freedom in Jesus today is when we are weak and hurting, Jesus carries us. Oh, man, I'm so thankful to know that, aren't you? Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burden, and I will give you rest. So thankful for that verse. And in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4, it says, yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. So thankful that Jesus understands when we are weak and hurting, because Jesus has been there, friends. A fifth way we can know that we can have freedom in Jesus, based off Isaiah chapter 53, says, Jesus took our pain and selfishness so we could be free. Jesus took our pain and selfishness so we could be free. Verse 5 in Isaiah 53 says, but he was pierced for our rebellion. He was crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. All of us like sheep have strayed away. We have all left God's path to follow our own, yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. I'm so thankful, friends, to know that Jesus loved us enough that he took on all those sins and selfishness that you and I struggle with each and every day. The sixth way we know we can have freedom in Jesus is Jesus modeled that even in pain, we don't have to hurt others with our words. Ouch. I want to say that one more time. I think that one's so powerful. A sixth way we can know we can have freedom in Jesus is that he modeled that even in pain, we don't have to hurt ourselves with our words. I'm basing that off of Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7. It says, he was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. Oh, friends, what a contrast to you and I and this world we live in, that people just always want to get the last word in, and you know, people are offended. We want to put people in their place with our words, our mouth. And Jesus just said, no, no, that's not how you do it. That's not how you do it. And if anybody had a reason to call people out to correct them, it was Jesus, right? But no, he didn't. Not at all. I mean, my goodness, he was oppressed and treated harshly. Bible, I love how descriptive it is. It doesn't just say he was unkind or a little bit challenging. It says that he was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. Then he's led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep is silent from the shears, he did not open his mouth. Friends, maybe I believe that's a word for somebody listening today, even though you want to give somebody a piece of your mind. And maybe, in all honesty, maybe they deserve it. But as I was reading that verse right there in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7, God saying to you, the Holy Spirit saying to you, no, 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 no. Be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to become angry. And friends, when you're really maturing as a follower of Jesus, that's when you can do that. You can't do it on your own. You sure can't do it in your flesh. Amen? And yet God's saying, you know what? I'm going to show you how I want you to handle it when you're treated, you're oppressed, you're treated harshly, unkind, when you're led like a lamb to a slaughter. Man, I just want you to realize you don't always have to, quote unquote, get the last word in. God said, hey, I got the last word. Remember, the Bible says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. A seventh way that we can know we can have freedom in Jesus, based off Isaiah chapter 53, verses 2 through 9, was that Jesus was only 33 years old and no wife or children, and no one even cared. It says that in verse 8 there in Isaiah 53, unjustly condemned, he was led away. No one cared that he died without descendants and that his life was cut short in midstream. You know, friends, I want to remind you that today, Jesus was only 33. Only 33. And yet, he's like, he changed the world in those 3 years, 30 to 33. And yet, if you and I are writing the story, I got a feeling we'd be like when he turned 18 or 21, that do your thing. Go get it, young man. Go make a difference with your one and only life. But God, in his infinite wisdom, said, no, you're going to wait till you're 33. And I'm so thankful that he did that. And the last reason we're going to share today why we can have freedom of Jesus is, like Jesus, you can do the right thing and still get mistreated, even to the point of being accused a criminal. Basing that off of verse 9 in Isaiah chapter 53, he had done no wrong and had never deceived anyone, but he was buried like a criminal. Now, you talking about something's unfair, friends? As I read that there, and when I read that passage each time, I just think about Jesus, done nothing wrong, never deceived anyone, disobeyed them, but he was still buried like a criminal. So I know somebody listening today, you're like, you know, I'm not getting treated fairly at my job or by a family member or friend. And, you know, friends, it's okay to kind of mention something, you know, to people and stand up for yourselves. But at the same time, we have to realize that sometimes, you know, life is just not fair this side of heaven. Yet Jesus has said that one day he's coming back and he will make everything right. And I close with John chapter 8, verse 32. Jesus said, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Sometimes ordinary tasks can become extraordinary feats. That's why there's the Joint Chiropractic to keep you moving. What life does to your body, we undo. Chiropractic is more than a solution for your back pain. It's key to a healthy and active life. Find your relief from everyday life and beyond at the Joint Chiropractic in Tate's Creek Center. No appointments or insurance necessary. Open nights and weekends. Wellness starts here. For additional information, visit thejoint.com/15002.